Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Tommy Watson, and welcome everyone to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast. We share the grit and glory behind stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from failure and adversity to go on to live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway, where we believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. Want to learn how to tell and sell your story? Go to tawatson.com under the Programs and Products page. Click on Million Dollar Business to get started. So are you guys ready for another amazing episode today? I have joining me the one and only Kelsey Nicole Nelson, who is the biggest Washington football team fan out there, right?
Yes, look, you can say that. I've loved covering the team this season. We got close to glory, right? But we didn't get to paradise, but we'll take it. And it was an amazing season.
Give you guys credit. It's been a while. So good to see you guys made the playoffs. So, yeah.
Yes.
So welcome to the podcast, Kelsey. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. I am fantastic. I have my health. I've been blessed. So I am great. How are you?
Yes. All the simple things in life.
Simple girl, Dr. Watson. Yes.
Yeah, I like that. We tend to cherish those things a lot more coming off of 2020. Yeah.
Yeah.
So give us some little general information about you.
Yeah. So I am a freelance sports reporter here in the DMV area where I am born and bred. So to me, there's no place better than the DMV area. And I'll say that's DC, Maryland, and Virginia. It sometimes surprises me that some people don't know what DMV
right.
is.
Yeah.
But it's been great. I cover all of our professional teams here, and I cover our collegiate teams, our major college teams here as well for TV, print, and radio. So pretty much everyone here they see me a lot or they hear me a lot. So I'm glad people like me here in the DMV,
yes.
Dr. Watson, but it's been fun. My latest projects, I just wrapped up my season as a host with the Washington football team where I had two digital shows. Thank you so much. One called The Life and one called The Fit. And then I have Washington Football Unfiltered every Saturday mornings on NBC Sports Washington at 9:30. So that's been fantastic. And then I have my own podcast and radio show with Fox Sports Radio here in the DMV called Listen In with KNN. So both of those things have been super heavy. I do freelancing, as I said, so I work for a lot of places and a lot of people. I'm a college professor at Doral College.
Wow.
I know. Basically, I have no life. So like I'm used to just living in front of my
one students. Busy lady right there, right?
Basically, I just do a lot. Yeah, I do a lot with students with Doral College and my alma mater, grad school, Georgetown University. I also serve as a capstone advisor. So that's pretty much
love it. I love it. I love it. One of my favorite schools in the world as well.
Yes. Look. Hoya Saxa, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hoya Paranoia.
Yes, you are truly a DMV born and bred, okay?
Yes.
I love it. Kelsey, you know the purpose of the podcast is to really showcase successful people like you and to give our listeners a chance to kind of hear some of the pits and valleys that you've been in and how you kind of worked your way up out of them. I'll begin with the first question. What has been the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome personally or professionally in your life so far?
Yeah, that's such a great question. You know, I think you can go take this question so many directions because I'd say personally growing up, it was building confidence in myself. And something that I tell people all the time is to bet on yourself, right?
Yes.
You can't invest enough into yourself to become the best version of you. And I think, you know, growing up, Dr. Watson, everyone was telling me what I could be and what I could do. And I was listening and I was trying to be this person to please everyone else where I wasn't pleasing me, right? So on the outside, I was always perfect and fine. But on the inside, you know, I had to find truly who I am, because I'm one of those people that feel like when you find happiness within yourself, you're truly happy. So if you see me on social media, usually like it's hard to find me not smiling.
Yes.
It's because I'm happy and I'm blessed with myself. I know who I am and I stay true to myself.
Yes.
And I think professionally, I think the hardest thing is because what you're looking at, I'm a Black woman working in sports, right? And so there's so many different trials and tribulations, you know, people feeling like you don't deserve to be in the room, fighting for your voice to be heard, mistaking you for someone else, not thinking you're a professional, you know, on any level, and just making sure that, you know, you kind of work 3, 4 times, 5 times as hard as everyone else in the room to get respect and get accredited and get people to really follow your work, you know? So again, I think that ties into togetherness because, you know, when you find your purpose, and with broadcasting for me, I wanted to do it. Even though it wasn't easy, I found myself happy and I found myself in college. I went in a psychology major, Dr. Watson, came out a broadcast journalism major. What happened was psychology, I was super smart in school, in high school. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll be a lawyer, right? I'll be a psychologist. That's what smart people do. Everyone's like, oh, you're going to make big bucks and big money.
Yes.
One of my first classes, you know, your 100 level classes at Maryland. And I was good in class, but you know, I didn't feel happy. I didn't feel passionate. Mm-hmm. And everyone that knows me knows I'm high energy. My energy was drained in those classes. And so nothing against psychology majors. Switched to journalism and kind of, as they say, the rest is history. Wow. I found myself, I found my voice, and it was my passion. I had done journalism in high school, yearbook and newspaper. I was over our yearbook for 2 years, news managing editor for my high school newspaper. And I was happy there. But, you know, I had let people tell me, Dr. Watson, that, you know, I couldn't be happy in journalism because you weren't going to make money.
Right,
and I'm like, so, like, you know, when I grew up, I want some nicer things in life, Dr. Watson, right? So I'm like, I got to find a career that, you know, could support that. But lo and behold, you know, it's like journalism has me fulfilled. And now I see wealth is not only monetary, it's wealth in your heart. It's wealth in your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. And that's what I feel when I'm doing my career.
You should be a preacher in your spare time. You should be
but don't make me add something else to my resume.
You know what, Kelsey, I really appreciate you sharing those two pieces with us.
Yeah.
And of course, there are a lot of listeners out there who I know have probably struggled with confidence as a young person and had to kind of find their own lane as well. But you hit on a really important piece. You're an African-American lady in a male-dominated industry.
Right.
Do you have a specific incident that you can share with us where you've felt that you were being challenged, whether it be, you know, starting out? I mean, tell us an incident where you had.
Yeah, so I think of an instance, I was covering a Washington Wizards game. And so for those that don't know, that's our professional basketball team here in DC. I grew up going to games. I grew up watching Gilbert Arenas and Caron Butler, Antoine Jameson. Like, it was a dream come true. And I always, you know, share the story of, I used to get, my first sporting event was because my family got free tickets to a professional sporting game. Wow. And of course, you know, I'm so excited to go to the game. I didn't even care that we were in the last row of the arena, like the nosebleed seats, but I didn't care.
Yes.
I was there and I've always felt at home. So, you know, I'm excited to cover a Wizards game. I go to the Wizards games and I've been going them for maybe like at least almost the full season. Mm-hmm. But I get to one Wizards game and I'm stopped as I'm about to go on the court and find my media seat. And the guy's like, no wives or girlfriends are allowed on the court.
Oh, wow.
Like, wives or girlfriends, you know, like I'm not anybody's wife or girlfriend on the Wizards thing. And then he made this whole spiel like, oh, I haven't seen you before. And mind you, I had a credential on that said who I was, who I work for. Next thing I know, somebody else is coming over to check my credential. And it's like, oh yeah, she's been here all the time. She's good. But for me, it was embarrassing, right? And it just shows to see, it goes to show you some of the stereotypes that people have.
Sure.
Black woman, you know, I eat good, Dr. Watson, you know, shapely black woman, you know, and it's just like, you know, it's like the first thing, unfortunately, some people think is, oh, automatically, because of how she looks, she can't be a professional reporter.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because why wasn't your first intuition, you know, who do you work for? It was automatically a wife or girlfriend. You could have asked who I am. That's one example where it just kind of shows you, doesn't matter how many strides you have forward, how, you know, your background, your degrees, it doesn't matter. When people judge you, sometimes they judge you by the first thing they see.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because you don't know anything about somebody just by looking at them. You don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through. And I give that example because that's a stereotype I have to fight all the time, right?
Yeah,
I'm very picky about what I wear, what I put on, because unfortunately some people will judge you simply based off of that. And Dr. Watson, some people won't even hear what I have to say because they're just focused on my outside, right? Yeah. So you're fighting twice as hard to make sure people to show people that you know your stuff. So I give that example just to show, like, you know, when you have an embarrassing moment, you know, I could have hated the security guy after, right? And showed all this resentment. If anything, it made me stronger, I'd say, because, you know, I was like, you know what? This is funny.
Yeah.
This is, I had to look back and laugh at it because it just showed you, I'm like, this is why I'm fighting to be here, because I don't want other young women to have to go through an incident like that.
Yeah.
I don't want other young women to have to get embarrassed like that. And that just shows you that that young man probably hadn't seen enough women that looked like me in sports reporters' roles, that wasn't the first thing that came to his mind.
Yeah, you know, and that's so true and such a great example. I remember when I was a school principal, you know, I used to stand out in front of my school and welcome all my students to the building every day, me and my assistant principal. My assistant principal was a white female.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember a lady walked up to me and she said, I want to speak to who's in charge. I said, what can I do for you? She said, no, I want to speak. She said, I want to speak to her over there.
See?
I said, okay, we'll go over and speak to her then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she went over and spoke to my assistant. She's like, yo, you need to go back and talk to him.
He's a boss.
She was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, I get it. And that is, you know, it's unfortunate that happens though. But you know, Kelsey, you know, a lot of people out there may not have experienced that or may not know what it's like. In particular, again, you're in a male-dominated industry.
Right.
You were able to bounce back from it easily because you're good spirit though. But how did it feel initially being treated like that though? I mean, because we don't often talk about the feelings that are associated with when someone discriminates against you or treats you differently or looks at you differently. What were the feelings that you initially had though?
Yeah, initially I felt like it just shows to show like I'm not an equal. You know, mind you, there had been new people at that arena in court covering a game for their first time, and they got to walk through easy breezy. And you know, they had the day passes to cover games. And it just showed me to show that, again, I'm big into diversity, I'm big into representation, and that it wasn't happening. And it reminded me, as you just said, that I'm a Black woman in this field and that I'm always going to be questioned.
Sure.
That's immediately what went through my mind. Like, why are you here? And it goes back to having a seat at the table. Yeah. I don't only want to have a seat. I want to have a seat, pull up my chair, and make sure that I'm heard at the table. I tell people that all the time. It's not just having a seat at the table, because you can sit at a table and no one even notice you're there and no one even listen to you, right?
Absolutely.
So it's so much more than that. And so I think that embarrassment that goes through, it could make you feel like you don't want to go through that again. And some people might not think about it. You have a bad experience in life, like a bully in school.
Yes.
And that changes you forever, and you're just not the same person. Or you take that and you become stronger. So, you know, I went home and I was sharing with my roommates. I told them at the time, I was like, you know, it was very belittling. Like, Kelsey, it just shows to show you that that man's now going to be a lot smarter and better. Now when he sees a female, that good won't point. Be the first thing, you know?
Yes.
And it's like, and it's happened before. I remember one time, you know, somebody was like, oh, well, you know, I thought you were a former cheerleader, or, you know, why aren't you a cheerleader?
Yes.
And mind you, I give all props to those females and males that do that, but that's not for me. That was not my calling.
Absolutely.
My calling is to be here to cover the game and share a story. And so I think that embarrassment, it kind of fueled me, because I'm one of those people, and I've been told I can't do this a lot of times. I'm one of those people, when you tell me no, I'm going to find a way to do it, because I don't like being told that, right?
Yes.
Like, I just don't. And my parents always told me that I could be and do anything that I wanted. And again, I just thought about the other women who might have felt the way I felt.
Yes.
And I thought, I'm in a place, God has put me in this place. I think everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that that does not happen again. And to my knowledge, hopefully it has not happened again to a female that looks like me. And I think, you know, I could have belittled the guard too, because mind you, somebody gets mad, you know, you could be, as they say, popping off or whatever.
Absolutely.
Like, no, he did not just,
yeah,
you know,
right.
But that wasn't me either, because I saw he had a learning experience and moment in itself as well. And I hope it made him stronger, you know, after that situation as well.
You know, that's a great outlook, Kelsey. I really appreciate that. And, you know, so how many years have you been in the industry so far?
Oh my gosh, you're gonna make me feel old now. I feel like I started covering college, right? So I graduated college in 2014.
Okay.
From Maryland. Shout out to University of Maryland.
Okay,
Terrapin.
Okay. Big team. Okay,
so what is that now? Like, six? It's 2021. So almost what? Almost 8 years professionally.
Okay. Almost.
That I've been doing this. Yeah.
That is,
oh my
awesome.
Gosh. That makes
awesome.
Me feel old.
So, Kelsey, you know, over the years, what type of mechanisms have you been use to kind of cope with any biases or anything like that you may face as a female, or even as an African-American female in the industry? I mean, coping mechanisms that people could kind of tap into?
Yeah, something I'm learning to do, and I think it's a learning process, is I'm learning to be vulnerable. And when I say I'm learning to be vulnerable, I found support groups. I'm in a lot of women in sports groups. I'm in Black women's in sports groups. And mind you, when I share these stories, it's not new to them.
Sure.
Because the same things have happened to them. I think for me to see other people have gone through this and we find collective ways to kind of get through this, it's been a lot. Because for me, I had to learn to be vulnerable, because I'm not good with sharing my emotions. Again, that's why when most people see me, they'll see this.
Sure.
I can smile. You won't know anything going wrong with me, because I don't want people to know, right? I don't feel like my problems are anybody else's problems. So I'm a daddy's girl. So my dad was always strong. I never saw him cry. So that's kind of how I am. Like, you know, so it was a lot harder for me to let that in. But I realized, when you have so much on yourself, it's gonna come out. Because I realize sometimes I would get so stressed out. Dr. Watson, I'd find myself sometimes just crying, like at night, just crying, like out of nowhere, mind you, like out of nowhere. And it just showed me I had so much on me. And so to let stuff out, to kind of have that release, I think that's been a great coping mechanism. And one thing I also do now that I utilize, because I can work 24/7 if need be, but I take an hour out of each day to just have for me time. Put my phone down, put my phone away, you know, watch a movie, whatever I need to do, go to the gym, whatever it is, to just have some me time. Because otherwise, I think so much will be on your mind again. You won't have that release.
Yeah.
And again, I think that's part of knowing yourself. And when you know yourself, you'll have that confidence. When you don't make time for yourself, how can you make time for others? How can you perform well at your job? Because you just have so much going on, and it's hard to put everything into one thing. So I've learned to just make time for me and know it's okay to be open and share my experiences with others. And I think that's why today I just feel like I have that support that I need, you know, to be successful in my career.
That is awesome, Kelsey. And those are some great strategies. So folks out there, if you're listening, two great strategies she just dropped on you. Be vulnerable, get your support group, and also take time to kind of, you know, keep yourself going as well. Take that time for yourself. Right. It's very, very valuable. Kelsey, as you go back, as you're going through and evolving yourself in this industry, have you had mentors or advisors share any pieces of advice that have been very worthwhile for you?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So it's funny. I am one of those people that believe life comes full circle, and my mentors have just been so tremendous. And so now one of my roles is I am the co-chair of National Association of Black Journalists Sports Task Force Mentorship.
Awesome.
So me and Justin Walters lead that mentorship committee, helping sports journalists find mentors in the industry. And so I've had a million mentors, but one of my mentors, I think, I mean, I could take so many lessons, but I've learned to, if you're in a room, it's because you're supposed to be in a room. You know, sometimes I think, we'll get into these positions and we're like, I can't believe I'm here. It's just luck. No, it's not luck. It was hard work that got you there. You know, you didn't just win the lotto and the lotto put you in a room. Worked hard to get into that room. And so I found that feeling of belonging. And then also I think I needed mentors because look, again, growing up, you've been a top student and you're not used to people tell you, like, this isn't good or this or that. Right. I've had mentors shred my work. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, that was great. I'm like, no, Kelsey, that wasn't great. Right. I think, what I've learned from my mentors is to always be humble and not be humbled. Mm-hmm. And that's something I preach all the time. Because it's one thing to be humble. You don't want to go to an experience that makes you humbled, because that means you had to learn something, which again, it's not bad, but if you go through life humble and just thankful and working hard for what you have, you'll have such a different outlook and experience on life. And I think my mentors too have put me in places in terms of networking and making connections and learning just how relationship build. Especially as a freelancer, Every week is different. I get new gigs and new jobs all the time. So relationships are huge. And having mentors that can make sure I'm connecting with the right people, because it's always quality over quantity. Yes. It's one thing to know a lot of people. It's another thing to know the right people that can help you and put you in places that you want to be. So I'm just thankful. And then it's always nice to just have somebody to support you. Again, we all go through those tough days where sometimes I'm like, I don't know the right answer, right? Right now, I don't have an agent even. So who do you think I rely on for advice? Right. My mentors, right? They're like, Kelsey, hey, this is what I think you should do.
Nice.
Or, this is the salary they're offering me. This is how much they're offering me for a gig. Is that enough? And they have experience, or they'll connect me with people to talk to so I can make the best decision. So mentors are just kind of there to support you and guide you along the way, and also be there for when you fall. We're all going to have those bumps in the roads, those obstacles. We all will fall down, but they'll make sure that you get back up and get back up stronger than you were before.
Very well said. And shout out to all those mentors who
yes.
on the journey there. But Kelsey, how would you say that experience changed you as a person? When that initial gentleman kind of looked at you and asked you those questions, how did it change you as a person?
Yeah, I think it just showed me that, I'm going to always have to prove myself. I think sometimes, and I think it happens to a lot of students, you graduate from a school, you got your degree, you were good in school, that like stuff is going to just come to you. But you're not entitled to anything. That doesn't mean respect or anything from anyone else. Absolutely. I think for me, that just showed me again that I'm going to have to fully show who I am each and every moment. And it showed me that I'm always representing myself, because someone's always going to have an opinion of who and what I am, but I'm going to always be true to myself.
That's right. Yeah.
So I think that's what I learned from that experience. And it just showed me in the real world, again, it doesn't matter if you're professionally dressed or, come with everything that marks the checkbox that everyone else told you to do, it still means that people will judge you based off your outward appearance. And then I just realized too that I can't control that. Remember before I told you I used to live for what people thought of me? Mm-hmm. I realized that I can't do that anymore, because guess what? People are going to have that opinion anyways. Yeah. But all I can do is stay true and be the best version of myself.
Yes. And very well said. And kudos to you for not becoming bitter, becoming better.
Nope. Yeah. And people will do that, right? You have a bad experience, and sometimes, that changes you for the worst, right? And you can become this bitter woman. Something I've always had to also fight against is that stereotype that I know exists of being that angry Black woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the stereotype that we always, always face. And so I'm sure, believe me, there's people that probably been like, Kelsey, that happened to you and you didn't pop off, girl.
Right, right.
No, he did not. You got to be the bigger person, and it's hard to be that bigger person. But again, I also know I'm not only representing myself when I walk into sports arenas, I'm representing every other woman of my skin tone,
absolutely,
of my shade, that has some melanin in their skin, for them to come through. Because what could happen too is that this man could see me get mad at him. And the next thing I know, anytime he sees a woman that looks like me, he's bitter towards them. Yes. He's nasty towards them. And not everyone's going to be prepared for that experience or situation. So I wanted to represent myself best to reflect not only me, not only reflect my family, but for others who will come along the way and through that same door.
Yeah, that is very, very instrumental to be aware of, that there are a lot of folks following your footsteps. As you look back on the experience, Kelsey, and over the years, did you do anything different?
Yeah, that's a great question. In terms of the experience, I don't think I could do anything different. And I think that's another hard lesson. Like sometimes you did everything right, but you can't control how somebody else, you know, does something, right? Like it's people, you can't control how others react. It's kind of like when you drive a car, right? Absolutely. When you go out on the road and drive a car, you can follow all the rules, but you might still get in an accident because someone else didn't know what they were doing. Outside of my control. And so I think when I look back, I don't think there's anything I could do differently. Mm-hmm. But if anything, I wish I maybe would have went up to him after and just kind of had a type of conversation. You know, I think I kind of just like, you know, it happened, I let it go. And then it really never came up again.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, a longer conversation, because I don't know how he felt even after. I'm sure he felt embarrassed to have another security officer have to come tell him, you know, who I am after we're going back and forth and I've been here. You know, and the guy's like, she's been coming here. What do you mean? Right. You know? So I think looking back, I wouldn't say I would necessarily do anything differently, but I think I could explain things out more to just have more of a general understanding, because I do truly think that communication is always key to solving a lot of our issues. I think, unfortunately, as for our country, sometimes is how it is now, because we can't just have a civil conversation, right? And sometimes in a conversation, I mean, talking, but also listening. Yeah. I think, you know, we hear conversation, everyone thinks they have to give their viewpoint and opinion, but you have to listen just as much.
That's right. And, you know, Kelsey, you're so bright and so right on a lot of things. And folks out there, if you're not inspired after listening to Kelsey Nicole Nelson, I don't know what's wrong with you. They want to connect with you. What's the best way to reach out to you, connect with you?
Yeah, so on social media, it's The Real K Nelson on Twitter and Instagram, on Facebook, old school, just the name, Kelsey Nicole Nelson, regular spelling. Thank you, mom and dad. Nothing fancy. My website is KelseyNicoleNelson.com. And they can check out all of my work with the Washington football team on the team's website and YouTube. And then check out my show, Listen In With Kanan. We have the audio version of the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. And the live stream version that airs every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. So all you have to do is check out my YouTube page, go to my Facebook, and hit subscribe.
Talking about the busiest woman in the DMV, right?
Look, I'm trying, but I love it. I can't complain about it because I'm doing what I love, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
It's busy.
Speaking of doing what you love, Kelsey, we're at the portion of our show where we're going to have some fun now. All right, you ready?
All right, let's have some fun.
Okay, so this is called our rapid portion of the show where I'm going to ask you some questions about purpose.
Okay.
I'm only going to give you the questions. I'm not going to expand on them. And the audience and I want to hear your best answers to the question.
Okay, all right, ready? I got this. Yep.
All right, here we go. Tell us how you have turned a dream into reality.
Turned a dream into reality by doing what I'm doing now, working as a sports broadcaster. I said I wanted to do this since I could say one of my first words, which was Grambling, because my dad is the biggest Grambling State University alum and fan. And I always said I'd do it. So, yeah.
Awesome. What gives your life meaning?
What gives my life meaning is living out in my purpose, walking by faith and not by sight. So I think just doing what I feel that God intended me to do.
Awesome. If money wasn't an issue, what would you do with your time?
If money was an issue, I think I would travel more and see the world. I think you learn so much from just global understanding.
Yes. What word best describes you?
What word best describes me? Oh, that's a hard one. I'm trying to think of a word that's like multifaceted. I think I'm going to go with, that's a good one. I'm just going to say hard worker.
Okay. Hard worker. Multifaceted was a good word too, though. I thought you knew what that was.
I should have used that one. I'm changing my answer.
What problem do you want to solve in our world?
Homelessness, for sure. I think it's so sad. You know, it doesn't matter where you go. The one thing that they have in common is people who don't have a home or a house, and there's too much money to go around for it to be that way.
I agree. Good answer. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
Play sports. Still have a lot of scars and bruises to show.
What do you wish you had more time to do?
Oh my God. Read. I miss reading. I used to be the kid that won all the, I don't know what they did where you live, but where I live, if you read all the books, they give you Pizza Hut coupons and you go and get a personal pan pizza.
Yes.
I love reading. I miss reading. And now I just don't have as much time to read unless it's sport news. So if I can just get a good old fashioned book in my hand, Dr. Watson, happiest person in the world.
Hey, I love it. What does your 15-year-old self imagine you'd be doing right now?
15-year-old self, I think I was really into CSI. So I would be some type of crime science investigator or an FBI agent.
I love it. If you had to teach someone something, what would you teach them?
That's a good question. I think I would just teach them to be grateful. I think it's so easy to say, but like, I think just waking up each morning, you know, you take a risk every time you close your eyes, you take a risk every time you go outside. So just to be grateful for what you have. I think we spend a lot of time, Dr. Watson, looking at what everybody else has and looking at our own wins and our own blessings inside our lives.
Yes. Who inspires you the most?
Oh my gosh, well, this is easy. Oprah Winfrey, I think is one. I mean, my line name is OWN for Oprah Winfrey Network.
Really? Okay.
Because, like, you know, she's incredible.
I like that. I love it. What's something about yourself that might surprise us to learn about you?
That's a good question. Let me see. I feel like a lot of people, so I'm really into home shows. So I love HGTV. I think when people find that out, they're like, you're into sports and home shows? They're like, isn't that for like single moms? I'm like, no, I like learning about houses. And so I also like to learn from house shows. And if people have something wrong with their house, I like to try what I learned on TV. So
right.
I'm your handy woman too.
There you go. Good. That come in handy. What's on your bucket list to do within the next year?
Ooh, bucket list. That's a great question. I think it goes back to traveling. I want to go to Africa. And I think, you know, South Africa is definitely one of those places. I've needed to go to the motherland, Dr. Watson. Yes. I think it will help me feel fulfilled. Because one of the things I really want to do is learn my family roots. You know, I only know my family in America, but I would love to just learn more about my family's beginnings.
Great way to start going back. What's something you'll spend your time doing no matter what?
Covering sports.
Okay.
Like, no one's going to stop me from this. So like it or hate it.
That makes sense. Yeah. What would you like your grandchildren to say about you?
You know, it's a quote that I chose for my high school yearbook, but what we do in life echoes in eternity. And I want them to say, you know, what my grandmother did speaks volumes and is something that we're still learning from today.
Oh, I love it. I love it. If you were a superhero, what would your power be?
That's a great question. Oh, I'm trying to think. So I was a Batman girl, but I don't know if I would be Batman. I feel like it would be just, I would think I would want to know people's thoughts. The power just to know people's thoughts. Because I like to help people. So if I could just know what they needed and I'm a giver, I would immediately give it to them. So I think it's like, what's the guy in the wheelchair? It's Skipping My Mind from X-Men. Right. I feel like he knew what people were thinking. It's Skipping My Mind. I should know that better. But yeah, definitely to know what people are thinking and feeling.
Awesome. If I were to walk around your home, what clues would reveal to me about what it is that you love?
Yeah, well, you'll see lots of sports objects and memorabilia. So I think you definitely to see I have a love of sports. You'll see a lot of old school. We talked about the Bullets before. You'll see a lot of old school DC sports artifacts. Because like,
You are true
to the DMV.
Yes. What sparks your creativity?
Talking with people. I think that's why I love what I do and interviewing new people, because I learn something new every day. I always say I'm the luckiest girl in the world. So I think when I just talk with people, I learn something. I always tell myself, if I'm not learning one thing new each day, I've failed, because you should be smarter each day that you live on this earth and planet.
Great nugget out there. If you became president today, what law would you pass today?
Oh, especially in the times that we're living in now. Yeah. That's a great question. I think it would have to be something which is making sure that there's monetary assistance for all. Again, I think it's crazy that, you know, the wealth, how it's spread out in this country and that we have people in the richest country in the world living in some of the situations that are in. So I would pass some type of monetary value to just make sure, you know, kind of like the stimulus checks, but more often to just make sure that everyone has an equal shot at a playing field. Or, you know, I might change my education. I think I would do something to just make sure that all public schools have the equipment and materials that they need.
Yeah, as a former prince, well, I have to sign up for that one. That's good. Yeah. If you could follow someone around for a day, who would it be and why?
Ooh, that's a great question. So I already said Oprah, so I feel like I shouldn't use her again. So I'm going to go with our former president. Some people call him a forever president, Barack Obama. I think he is just fascinating, and I think he's someone to just learn so many things from. I probably need 2 days. I feel like he's that incredible. Like, I would need two full days to follow him around.
What do you love doing for others?
Oh my gosh. Well, I just love giving back. And when I say that, one of the groups I volunteer with is called Happy Period DC, and we make menstrual kits for homeless women. And it's just one of the highlights of my day, because you never know sometimes just how a lot of homeless people feel unnoticed. Cause you know, what a lot of people do is try to walk by or not make eye contact. Yeah. So just the stories that we have and just, you know, making sure that they have these personal objects for a very important part of the female body is so important. So I think that would be it. Just giving back and just making sure people know that we care, that I care.
I love it. What's the best gift someone's ever given you?
The best gift someone's ever given me. Ooh, that's a hard one. And it might get me in trouble. I'm thinking. great question. Probably a laptop, because I feel like with a laptop, you can do so much with it. You know, and I do all of my work on my laptop. So I think I'm going to stick with the laptop answer.
Good, safe answer. Good, good. What's the best compliment you've ever received?
You know, what's funny? It's something small, but I always love when people talk about my smile. Mm-hmm. Because I smile not only for myself, because you never know how a smile can change someone else's day. So I think anytime someone comments on my smile, it means a lot, because I'm hoping, and I usually say, you know, it made me smile, it brought me joy, and I'm big on that. I'm big on energy and positive vibes, so I like spreading that.
Awesome, awesome. What's the one thing you have never been afraid to do?
One thing I've never been afraid to speak my mind, which is good and bad.
What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
That's a great question. I think, so in my high school, I got female student of the year, and that meant a lot to me. It was a brand new high school. You know, high school is a different feat in itself, but I'm very competitive. And I thought it meant a lot, you know, to be able to represent my Clarksburg community, you know, just well, and just, you know, there's so many students in high school, and to be chosen as like the top student, it just showed all my hard work paid off. You know, I didn't have tutors or anything like that. My parents weren't doctors, you know, it was just hard work, you know, to get there.
That is great. What does success look like for you?
Success to me means happiness. And I mean happiness in all facets of life. So again, happiness in mind, body, spirit, and soul. And it just means I'm living out my purpose.
Very good. If I were to speak to the people who know you best, what would they say your purpose is in life?
Ooh, I would say they're going to say Kelsey is a storyteller. Kelsey likes to just...
Good.
She likes to communicate. She likes to tell stories, and she likes to connect people. And I think obviously that's kind of why I do the job I do, because I get to do each of those things each and every day.
Great connection. What are you most grateful for?
I think I'm just most grateful for life. I know it's like a simple answer, but you know, I'll tell you, you know, one of the questions that plague me all the time are like, you know, I have so much to do, Dr. Watson. Like, I hope I have enough time to do it, which is probably why I have multiple jobs now, because no day is promised. So I'm just thankful to live and breathe and just do something new each day.
What's been the biggest lesson you learned from life?
Biggest lesson. I will use what I said before, to be humble and not be humbled.
Okay, that's a good one. I love it. And last but not least, how do you want to be remembered in history?
I just want to be remembered as a person who fought for and worked for everything she got, but also helped others up along the way.
Awesome. Give yourself a round of applause, Kelsey.
Yes, I did it, right? Hey, I made it.
Yes. Folks, if you're not inspired by Kelsey's story of overcoming, man, I don't know how she's inspired, man. Person, you got to follow, keep tabs on. If you're ever in a DMV, you got to go check her out. Kelsey, again, if we want to contact you, what's the best way to contact you?
Of course. So sure. My website is KelseyNicoleNelson.com. On Twitter and Instagram, The Real K Nelson. Facebook, Kelsey Nicole Nelson. And then as always, check out my show, Sit In With KNN, presented by Fox Sports Radio. It's on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify for the audio version. And then on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter for the live stream versions every Thursday at 6 and every Saturday at 2. And check out all of my shows with the Washington football team on the team's website, YouTube channel, and every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time on NBC Sports Washington. Well, you can tell I've rehearsed that, right? And I've said that a million times.
Busy lady. Next on her agenda will be become pastor. Pastors.
Oh my God. Look, I'm telling you, it might happen next time you see me, because I'm one that's never afraid of a challenge. And I always like adding multiple hats, because I've never been one to be placed into
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. And folks, if you are someone out there with a story of overcoming obstacles, we want to hear from you. Let us know. Go to tawatson.com. Subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories. Download this episode, rate it. Share with your social media platforms. Today's show is sponsored by $1 Million Business Pathway. If you're a sponsor out there, we'd love to have you as a sponsor. We want to thank you for your time today. God bless, peace, and yours truly, everyone.
Dr. Watson.